Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. I'm just reading the headlines. You know, on Monday, the guy in the big chair said we're not going into a recession. And today is Thursday. But yesterday, there was headlines, U.S. crashes into a recession. That's on Daily Mail. So, you know, it's basically what we've been saying for years and years and years. Don't believe anything. Don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. Don't believe it, including what I just said. I'm Vin Fennelli. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Well, I'm just trying to put a little bit of laughter on a really serious situation. Kathy, you meet people, you see people, you talk to people. Does anybody think that the economy is doing okay? Anybody at all? Have you accidentally bumped into someone who is delusional, thinks the economy is okay?
No, it's. More and more people are making comments, and, you know, I did a little homework for the class today, and I'll read off some of the things that I am hearing, seeing, witnessing myself, but it's just everywhere now. Vince, it's food, it's parts, it's tires, it's cars, it's almost everything that you use in your daily life, medical issues and supplies. So, yeah, it's everywhere. I don't know anybody that thinks this is great.
Okay, do you want to lead off with that for today's class? Let us know what you found.
Sure. Okay, one of the people that I've listened to for a little while, the man is on YouTube, and it's called Boots on the Ground. And he was getting so many emails from people about what they were seeing, that he does like a little 15-minute clip every day, and it tells you where things, people are having problems. And also, if I have time, sometimes I'll read through the comments, and people will have suggestions, but I'll just do like a real quick read of my notes here. One was Alpo, the people who made dog food. They told people at Walmart that they're having trouble getting supplies, so they may be selling just to the pet stores. Another one was in Plano, Texas. There was a department store, and they closed all the dressing rooms because of so much shoplifting. People were just leaving their old clothes, wearing the new clothes out. There's lots of layoffs in mortgage companies. Dollar General last week raised prices on 2,500 items. Walmart was 4,000 items. I don't do a lot of fast food, but one person said that they had two orders, and it was just two hamburgers, fries, and two Cokes. And when they got to the cash, to the takeout, it was $32.50 for two. And there was another one, was a Chinese restaurant. And the people said it used to be around $23 or so dollars for their takeout order, and they didn't ask the price. So I'm telling people right now, before you order anything on takeout or even, you know, you just think you're going to order something, make sure you get the price. When they got to the restaurant, it went from $23 to $76. So I don't know. I don't know that I would have gotten it if they didn't tell me that it went up that much. Vince, the other thing that I found interesting is one lady said that she looked at canning jars, and they were $17 for the quart jars, but now they're not, they weren't 12 in a box. They were only 9 in a box. So I don't know if that's a trend or if that was just a specific one. They didn't say what brand it was. The other alarming thing that I read was one lady went to a farmer's market, and here's some of the prices that they were getting. A half a bushel of green beans was $50. A pint of blackberry jam was $8.50. Corn was $8.50 a dozen, but you had to buy 10 dozen to get that price. A tomato was $1 a piece, and they weren't even big tomatoes. She said they were like small to medium. Zucchini was $35 for a half a bushel, and yellow zucchini was $20 for a half a bushel. So that just tells me right there that if we're getting these prices right now, Vince, can you imagine what it's going to be like by wintertime when you can't even get anything fresh?
There's an article on the Internet that shows that more than half of Americans have little or no emergency savings. So 23% of Americans have no emergency savings at all, none. That's like one in four. 28% have some, but not enough to cover 3 months. Some have enough to cover 3 months, and that's 22%. And then 27% has enough to cover 6 months. Now, 6 months is not enough. So Americans are in trouble. I'm talking about we the people, not them, the elite. I'm just talking about we the people. And a dollar for tomato is outrageous for a small to medium tomato. Now, about the $23 typical Chinese takeout going up to $76, first of all, I'm with you. If I were ordering, which I wouldn't, because I don't eat at restaurants anymore, whether it be takeout or dine in, I don't do it and haven't done it for years, and I have no intention of going back to a restaurant for either takeout or dine in. But if I were presented with a bill that's 3X going from 23 to 76, I'm afraid, Kathy, I would say, thank you so much, but I think the next somebody else after me will enjoy that meal because I'm not going to be held up. And the older Missourians have a term for that, and they call it being skinned. And I would not allow myself to be skinned. First of all, I would have asked for the price, but if I was surprised by that, I would say, thanks anyway, I'm not doing it. So, you know, is it dishonorable? I don't know. Did I agree to pay $76? No. Was I told? Did they say, hey, listen, I just want you to know that there's sticker shock that happens with every one of our customers, and that's going to be $76. Are you up for that? If they said that, I would have said, no, I'm not up for that. But I also wouldn't be held up. So I think it's incumbent upon the stores to let customers know what the price is. It's incumbent upon them. But we have people who answer the phone, take orders, who are not qualified to be at that position. They don't know how to behave. They don't know how to conduct a transaction. So obviously, there was fault on both parts, but I still wouldn't be skinned at $76 for Chinese takeout. What you said is really disturbing. Walmart, 4,000 price increases. Dollar General, 2,500 price increases. Dollar General doesn't have that much inventory. So 2,500 item increase is probably darn close to half of the store. Alpo, being shifted from big box stores and supermarkets just to pet stores, that is a dramatic statement, because that is saying how thin the supply is for Alpo pet food products to shift just to pet stores. And there aren't a lot. I mean, I guess pet stores are probably not the number one volume seller of pet food. I would think it would be supermarkets would, and you know, and the big box stores would be number one. Just a couple of comments. And boots on the ground, you mentioned, Kathy, boots on the ground, is that site, that channel on YouTube, are they saying anything different from what we have been saying?
No, Vince, this guy, I've only been listening a few weeks. He seems like a real stand-up guy. And he's a Christian. It's ironic, I guess, and good that a lot of the people that I listen to are Christian and they see what's coming and he's trying to warn people. He really takes a lot of time. He says that, you know, he's got acreage and gardening to do too, but he gives of his own time, but he's saying the same thing. And Vince, he was talking about bearings, and you mentioned that months ago that there is a mowing service that can't get bearings for their machine, and it's 3 months. And so he's losing customers because he can't fix his equipment. But it's a good, like I said, I've only been listening a few weeks. I read the little bit of the information about him, and I thought, well, I'll just listen to see what he's got to say. But he concise, but he really gives you a feel for what's going on. And coffee is another thing, Vince. You know, Costco and I think Sam's had it on the big can of Folgers. It was $6.88 a couple months ago on their sale flyer or whatever. They have like little specials every month. It's $12.88 now, but some people were saying their coffee went, the one that they bought would be like $8 or $9. It's now $17 and $18. And we talked about Kleenex then. And the one person said the Kleenex went from $15 to $20. And the toilet paper went from the Scotts, went from $18 to $25 just from the last time they visited, which was 2 weeks ago. And, you know, you and I talked, Vince, that there was an article of Kleenex they were talking about in Australia, and they couldn't get Kleenex. And I know we talked about that on air a few weeks ago, but there again, we can use hankies. You can take old, clean T-shirts and cut them into squares. They don't ravel, so they can be washed and reused, or pieces of flannel or things like that. But I think that if you need toilet paper over Kleenex, that's probably the option you would go with. But even that, it's just the prices. And Vince, this one was interesting. There was a chiropractor, and he was talking, and he said people are coming in now and wanting to barter their services for my time. And he said also people that have insurance are telling him they can't even afford the copay, so they're not coming.
It's the same things that we're hearing and experiencing as well, Kathy. So it's right on track. I had a couple comments. There was a news report, and it showed a video of a guy getting gasoline at a gas station. And this is one of those gas stations that has one of those roofs that's on posts over the pump, so you pull in so you don't get wet while you're pumping gas. And this guy pulled in and opened the trunk of his car, and there was an explosion. This explosion was so enormous that it blew the roof off, blew the siding off part of the gas station, and the guy's in critical condition. I want to talk about that for a second.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about domestic engineering today, saving you money. And so there was a story about this man who, I saw the video, he pulled into a gas station, one of those open-air gas stations, lots and lots of air circulating around the pumps, multiple pumps, with a roof overhead on posts. You've seen them just to keep the rain off you when you're filling up in the rain. And he just opened his trunk, and then instantly there was a massive explosion. It blew the car apart. There was no black smoke, so it was not gasoline. There's no black smoke. It was just a light cloud of gray. So that kind of indicates to me that it was a gas, not gasoline that was volatilized. It looked to me like it was gas, like from a propane barbecue grill. And I wanted to tell you about that. So I called a propane company, and I said, "So y'all delivering, right?" "Yeah, yeah." And I asked the current price, and for me, it's $2.99. The last time I bought it was probably $1.29.9. So now it's $2.09. And I said, "So how much are you filling them?" She said, and this is a corporate person. So this is not a little mom and pop shop. They're only filling the tanks 3/4, 75% full. And the reason is it's so hot that the propane, when propane is put into those tanks for your home heating tanks, those white cylinders, it's put in under pressure. So the propane gas becomes a liquid. So it's a liquid in that tank. Up to 3/4 full. So a 400-gallon tank would have 300 gallons in it. And a 1,000-gallon tank would have 750 gallons in it of liquid. And what happens is propane volatilizes at very, very low temperature. So what the tap on your propane tank to tap off propane is at the very top. So the gas kind of rises off the liquid, and you are burning the gas, not the liquid. Liquids generally don't compress. So what happens is if they fill that tank full, 100%, and it got hotter than when it was filled, that liquid would want to expand, and it would burst the tank, and you'd have a massive fireball if it were ignited. Massive. Those propane tanks, when they rupture, just the pressure of the gas can send them a quarter of a mile. It's like a jet. So it's really dangerous. So I think, I have no proof of this, but I think that what happened is this guy had a propane tank in the trunk of his car, which was really hot. And the heat caused the propane to escape because there was higher pressure because it was under heat. And when he opened the trunk, there was probably just the slightest spark from the latch of the trunk. And boom. So the whole point of this discussion is, how do you take a propane tank home? There's no good way. Putting it in a trunk has a constricted area. It's hard for the gas to escape, so there could be an explosion. Put it in the back seat. Same thing. Put it in the bed of a pickup truck, and if it's not secured, it can rattle around. The tank valve could be broken as if the tank tips over, and gas could come out. If you're in an accident, somebody runs into your truck, and you have it in the back bed of the truck, and even if it's strapped down, it's dangerous. There's no good way to take propane home. No good way at all that I know of. None. So I just wanted to share that with you, that it's really, really dangerous to have propane in the trunk of a car. Kathy, any comments?
Well, Vince, is dangerous, and I would imagine that if you can get it filled or you have to do it, it would probably be best to do it when it's cold out or cooler, like if you can get extra when it's winter or things like that, as opposed to this heat. This high heat we are having right now. Am I correct in that?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Now, the only problem is it costs more when people are using propane for heat. That's when it costs the most. So right
that's
now,
true.
When it's hot, it costs the least, generally speaking. But it's so hot, it's dangerous. So it's a real tough nut to crack. We'll be right back. Kathy's with us. This is USA Prepares.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. The United States is in a recession as the gross domestic product contracts nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. Viktor Bout, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, whose weapons created deadly conflicts around the world, could be sent back to Russia in exchange for basketball player Brittany Griner and retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I plan to raise an issue that's a top priority for us. The release of Americans Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner.
As Senator Grassley is accusing the FBI and Department of Justice of misleading the American people on the Biden laptop, the device has now revealed President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
While semantics plays itself out with White House officials, the United States is in a recession as GDP contracts nearly 1% for a second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. The White House, during an election cycle, is trying to change the definition and claims two consecutive quarters of negative growth is no longer considered a recession. A nonprofit, nonpartisan organization called the National Bureau of Economic Research has the final word. If politicians in Washington continue along this path, a depression is next. An Idaho sheriff said Wednesday his county is experiencing a crisis level of drug overdoses, especially fentanyl and methamphetamine. That's coming from President Biden's open border policy. Canyon County, Idaho Sheriff Karen Donahue on Fox News says there is so much illicit drugs, the cartels are destroying his community.
We're in a crisis stage, quite frankly. We have never seen the numbers of seizures and the amounts of any drug, including methamphetamine, like we're seeing in fentanyl. And, of course, we're still dealing with the methamphetamine crisis we've been in for years. And every bit of this substance, these illegal narcotics, come from the border, without question. Ravaging our communities and the overdoses. I've had, over the last year, numerous deputies hospitalized because of fentanyl exposures just in my jail, where we've had to hospitalize the deputies just because they've come in contact with it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
This week I said that we are in a depression, with a D, depression. And the old name in 1929 for the depression was the panic, because people were in a panic. They were literally jumping out of windows, killing themselves. That's how bad the economy was. And I'm saying that we are in a depression right now, and I've been saying it for years that we are in a depression. The news announcer just said that we are in a recession. Now, yesterday he said, the news announcer said, that we are not in a recession. Today we're in one. And he said the next thing is that we'll be in a depression. What I'm saying is you have to do your own research. You have to make up your own mind. But if you're looking at the price of everything going up, that's one really strong indicator of a depression. And if you look at jobs, you know, I keep hearing that there are all kinds of jobs out there. That's not true. That is absolutely not true. As a matter of fact, our son was thinking that he could get a job, and there's a company that'll hire him on the spot. An auto parts company, one of the biggest in the country, will hire him on the spot because he knows what he's doing. He can talk to customers. He could be a commercial parts manager. But to make the 26-mile trip to the store and then the 26-mile trip back, he would end up making about $300 a week. A week! For a 40-hour week. If you take into account just the cost of transportation to go back and forth to work. It doesn't work anymore. It does not work anymore. When I first started working after hours, high school hours, meaning after school, when I was in high school, making submarine sandwiches, the minimum wage was $1.10. Now people are making $16 an hour, and they still can't afford to go to work. I'm trying to figure out how I was able to afford to go to work at $1.10 an hour. I mentioned propane being filled up 75% of the capacity of the tank because of the expansion, because of the heat. The propane gas, as a liquid, expands. And it needs expansion room so the tank won't burst. They used to fill them 80%. They used to fill them up to 80%. Well, I checked a tank that I haven't used in years. It was filled to 80%. It's now 85%. What I'm saying is the gas that was pumped in there, which became a liquid under pressure, was at 80% of the tank's capacity, and it has expanded 5%, so now it's 85%. That's what the propane companies do not want to have happen. So what I'm saying is that there's the proof right there that these tanks are dangerous right now. Keep them out of the sun. Don't store your propane tank in the sun, because if it's full and if it expands, it can explode. And one other comment. I did a quick calculation. I've been monitoring our propane consumption, so I want to make sure it'll last a while. So how long does propane gas last? Forever. It's just as good now as it was 16 years ago or 20 years ago, if it's in the tank. The only problem is it can leak out. And if you don't have a leak, it can last forever. So I did a quick calculation. I wanted to find out how long propane in a 500-gallon tank would last. So it used to be that a 500-gallon tank would be filled to roughly 400 gallons. So if you have 400 gallons in a propane tank of liquid propane, how long would that last if you're just cooking with it? And that's all we do. We have a propane gas stove in the kitchen. Some people have natural gas. Ours is propane. Same kind of stove. It just changed the jets and the orifices and the pressure regulator. You set it to propane versus natural gas. And you can use a natural gas stove for propane and propane for natural gas if you change the orifices and change the regulator or adjust the regulator. Adjusting the regulators is free. All you have to do is either there's a little plastic button that you reverse the direction of, or you turn a brass fitting. You do one of those two things and it will convert it from natural gas to propane and back. Okay. So how long does propane last in terms of consumption? I figured out that we're using 18.75 gallons of propane for cooking per year. 18.75 gallons a year. That means a 500-gallon tank filled at 80%, 400 gallons, will last 21 years. I thought you might want to know that. 500 gallons of propane, a tank that's 500 gallons, that's filled at 80%, will last 21 years for normal cooking purposes. Kathy, any comments?
Wow, Vince, that's pretty good that you can go that long. Vince, we had our propane filled because I called and I had known that propane was going to go up. And so I called and we got it at $1.99 a gallon. But as of October 1st, I believe, it's going to be $2.39. And that's if we lock in on that contract. It can't go above that, but if it goes lower, we don't get a difference if you lock in at that price. So we had it filled, but what I've been doing is I got the propane tank filled, and I bought a little convection oven at an auction. I think it was $12. And with the heat, I really am trying not to use my stove or the oven just because it heats up the house. So I've used this. I put it in my laundry room, which I have a door that I can shut. But if I have to bake something longer, I have a shelf in the garage. I could plug it in and just put it in the garage. But I'm using that primarily. I haven't turned my oven on in a couple months. So I'm trying to save money that way. And also, I have a little, this is another thing I got in an auction. It's an induction plate, and it doesn't get hot. The only issue is you have to have a pan that's magnetic. But you put it on there, and we tested it, and I had a pot of boiling water, and I turned it on high, and that heated up in 2 to 3 minutes. I mean, it was fast. And the nice thing is that plate doesn't get hot. It doesn't put off heat like you would if you're boiling in it in with the propane. So I use that occasionally if I have to boil something. And also I'm using my crock pot. But Vince, talking about trying to save, one of the things I've done, because I've done this before where I put something on the stove and then I go back in the other room and I do something, is I've been setting the timer. If I look and go, okay, that should only take like 3 minutes to heat off. So, or 4 minutes. I'll set the timer so that I don't forget and leave the stove on longer than I want it to. And the other thing I did, Vince, was I bought a couple sets of, they're called blackout curtains or sun curtains. And I have a couple rooms in my house that when winter comes, the prevailing winds hit those two rooms because it comes out of the southwest where I'm at. And I'm going to hang those blackout curtains and close them when the weather gets really cold, because those rooms do get chilly. So that's an idea for people that need them. And right now, Costco had them. It was only warehouse only, and I think it's just for this week, but they had one pair for $20, which is really cheap, because I looked around and they run anywhere from 32 to 40 to 45. And the lady that was worked there, she said, oh, I bought some last year. This is the same brand. And she said they work well. They really made a difference in my house. So I thought, well, for $20, I'll buy two pairs. I think they'll pay for themselves probably in a year or so.
Very well said. And what we're doing is we have curtains that my mom made probably in the 1960s, and they're lined. So they have a white backing and a pattern on the side that faces the room. So the outside, if you're looking through the window from the outside, it would be white. So they're kind of reflective. They don't absorb a lot of heat. And we keep the curtains closed so that the sun doesn't warm up the floors and the furniture and cause the air conditioning unit to work even harder. That was so we're doing pretty much the same thing. There's one thing I wanted to mention about air conditioning units. Kathy, I'm sure you've seen the outside units of different homes that you've been to over the years. I'm not talking about right now, but I'm talking about over the years. And if you look at them, I have not seen one, including ours, that doesn't lean. Every single outside air conditioning unit leans. It tilts left, right, forward, backward. It tilts. And the reason is because when they build a house, the ground has been disturbed and the ground settles and the pad that the air conditioning unit was put on settles as well. And one side settles more than the other sides. So the air conditioning outside unit ends up leaning. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying then.
Okay. Now, here's why that's important. And it is important because in the air conditioning compressor, there's an air conditioning compressor inside that outside unit, and oil settles at the base of the air conditioning compressor. It's designed to flow to the bottom, kind of like a crankcase in a car, kind of like a crankcase in a rotary lawnmower, kind of like a crankcase in an air compressor that has oil. So the idea is the oil, like if you were to check your oil in your car, they tell you in the manual, check it on a level surface so you get an accurate reading. Well, if the vehicle is pointed uphill or downhill or one size lower than the other, you won't get an accurate reading because the oil is not level in the oil pan. Well, if the oil's not level in the oil pan, I believe that you might not get proper lubrication of the air conditioning compressor, depending on how out of level that outside air conditioning unit is. So, I guess my advice is, if you want your air conditioning unit to last longer, meaning the compressor, you might want to make sure that the outside unit is level. But you have to be really careful that the copper plumbing that's attached to your air conditioning doesn't, you don't cause it to leak when you adjust it. So if you're going to do it, prepare, put a level across the top of the outside unit and find out how much out of level it already is. Then you can get a shim or a board to go across underneath the legs to raise it up the proper amount. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to do that today. But I'm going to, it's an oak board. It's a pallet slat. And I'm going to paint it with used motor oil so it doesn't rot.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and Class, what I was saying is that I think it's important to have the outside air conditioning unit level so that the oil that's in the crankcase of the air compressor, it's a sealed unit, so you don't have to check the oil. And you can't check the oil, it's under pressure. But it settles to the bottom of the crankcase of the compressor, and it gets splashed around. So I like the idea of having the compressor being level. So I'm going to raise the low side. I checked it with a level. It's off about the thickness of a slat of a pallet. So I'm going to use a piece of pallet oak that is the right thickness, and I'm going to gently, very gently, raise up that side that's low and put a piece of oak in there. It's cut to the right size. But before that, I'm going to paint that piece of oak with used engine oil. I don't throw out engine oil. I keep saving it in 55-gallon barrels. So I'm going to paint it with used engine oil and on all sides. And I have a feeling that that will prevent rot for a long time, maybe 10 years. We'll find out. So that's my plan. And also, I redecked a 6.5-foot wide by 10-foot long little trailer for the farm. And the pressure-treated boards were rotten. So I took them off and put new boards in, 2x10s, 2x8s. And bolted them in place. And it looks nice. They're green, but the sun has faded it to yellow. I'm thinking, well, do I really care what it looks like? The answer is no. No, I don't. I care that it's not rusting, and I want the boards to last longer. So I'm going to paint them with motor oil or engine oil. And I looked it up on the Internet. I thought, you know, does anybody do that? And I found a couple guys that said, yeah, and it works. So I can't tell you for a fact that it works or how long it works, but I can tell you I've read of people who've done it, and they say it works great. Now, other people say, oh, heck, why do that? Why use used engine oil when you can buy for $40 a can of stuff that you can, you know, that's made for it? Well, why spend $40 if you don't have to? And what if this works even better? I don't know if it will or not. So I'm not going to use black diesel, you know, use diesel engine oil that's turned black. I'm going to use some from a gasoline engine that's kind of just a light tan color. My thoughts. Kathy, have you ever heard of that? Using used engine oil on trailer decking?
No, Vince, but you know, really, what have you got to lose? If you need to do it, you can use it as a trial to see if it works or not.
Yeah, yep, that's my thought. So I've got a couple trailers, and if it works, I'll be painting them all. You know, and I have a feeling it's going to work just great. And, you know, Kathy, for years, farmers have done this. They'll take a post that they're going to put in the ground for a fence. And before they do that, they'll soak that. They'll take a bucket, and they'll put the end that's going to be put into the ground into a bucket of farm diesel fuel. And that's, you know, probably when it was a dollar a gallon. And they'll put it, you know, mix in some creosote from a wood stove. You know, that black, shiny creosote. They'll mix that in there, and they'll let that penetrate the end of the post that's going to be sunk in the ground. And they say it works great, and the posts don't rot. Because the bugs don't like the creosote, and they don't like the diesel. And the diesel fuel is a liquid that will dissolve the creosote, and it will allow it to enter the pores of the wood post. So soak it for, let's say, a month. But anyway, I just wanted to share that as well. So I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying that that's what some farmers have done, and it worked just fine, according to what I've read and what I've been told in person. Kathy, what's next?
Vince, we wanted to bring up some information about the capacitors and how to replace them. What units are they in? Can you talk about that? Because I have a feeling, Vince. Actually, I was talking with my husband last night, and he, you know, I was telling him we were going to talk about this subject, and he says, "Well, most people, if they're not aware, they just think that it's broken and they throw whatever it is away." And so, I think that's really important. You just were telling me that you had several instances, so. Could you explain that and how you tell them and how you replace them?
Sure. So they're in everything. Pretty much every electric motor has, if it's an AC, alternating current electric motor, has a capacitor, and or maybe two. And if it has two, there's one capacitor to start the motor spinning. And the second capacitor, if it has one, would be to keep the motor running smoothly and efficiently, meaning running cooler, smoothing out the alternating current so that the motor runs smoother and less jerky, so it would use less electricity. You could use a smaller motor in place of a slightly larger motor, so you get more electrical efficiency, lower heat, motor would last longer, and all you have to do is add an inexpensive capacitor. So there's one or two capacitors on almost every electric motor, including a ceiling fan. And the symptoms are that the fan will buzz, or the motor will buzz, it'll hum, it won't run at full power, the fan will run slower, the compressor will run slower, it won't operate at proper speed.
Uber. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.